Gemara says, Ihochi, if so, ko yoyme name litchi, if so, if you tell me now that the Arovis, it's a svara now that only the Kahanim did it, the Shluchei Bezdin, so there's no gzeri you come to carry outside the Aldamis, so no matter which day Shabbos came out on, you should do the Arovis on that day. Like we're saying now, only if Hoshana Rabbah comes out on Shabbos, do you have the mitzvahs of Arovah even on Shabbos. Mashenken, if Shabbos comes out one of the first 6 days of Sukkot, then that day, even around the Mizbeach, you don't put the Arovis. So the question is, why not? Like, who does no gzera? If you're telling me now the Arovis, only Shluchei doesn't take care of it, the Kahanim, the Razrizim, who are not afraid, they'll come to carry outside. So no matter which day of Sukkot Shabbos comes out, it should be mutter to do the mitzvah of Arovah. How come we learned before, it's only if Hoshana Rabbah comes out on Shabbos that we do it? Not any other day? That's Rashi. Ihochi, if so, the lekel of mikzah, but there's no gzera of the Arovis. Medieval kol shiva b'migdash min ha-Torah, and midiraisa, every day you're supposed to have the Arovis around the Mizbeach. So koyei manami, tiyikle b'Shabbos nitchi. Any day of Sukkot that Shabbos comes out, you should be allowed to do the Arovis. Maishin ochad yemim v'sulay. How come they only said just one day, only if Hoshana Rabbah comes out on Shabbos, you could do the Arovis? How come not the rest of the days? Gemara says, Ose le'tikbuke belulav. People come to like make fun of the lulav. If you tell me now, the Arovis, no matter which day Shabbos comes out, you're allowed to do the Arovis. Mashenkein Sukkis. When Shabbos comes out in the middle of Sukkis, you can't take the lulav, even on the Beis Hamikdash. You can only take the lulav only the first day. So if people see that the Arovis you could and the lulav you can't, they'll like come to be mabat to the lulav. They'll say lulav is not such a choshev mitzvah. Arovis is a choshev mitzvah. We're allowed to do it any day Shabbos comes out on. But lulav is not so important, so I come to make fun of the lulav. Therefore, Rabbanu did not want that Arovis should have a bigger halacha than the lulav. So Rashi, also pekpuke the lulav, lezazule the lulav. They'll come to make fun. They'll be mezalzel in the lulav. Mishum ledochi the lulav ela b'chod yema. Because the lulav, when can you take it on Shabbos? Only if the first day of Sukkot comes out on Shabbos. But if the rest of the days of Sukkot comes out on Shabbos, you can't take the lulav. For ho, mashenken the Arovis is doicha kol yoyma. Is also meim a lulav lav mitzvah chashuvi. People come to say lulav is not such an important mitzvah. So Rabbanim didn't want people to say that. Therefore, Shev v'yatasa, the Rabbanim have a right to say that don't do the Arovis when Shabbos comes out in the middle of Sukkot. Only if Shabbos comes out on the Shana Rabbah. So true, I understand he only made one day that when Shabbos comes out, one of the days of Sukkot, you're allowed to be, do it even on Shabbos. So Fred Gemara, like, why did they pick Hoshana Rabbah the last day? Why did they pick the first day? Just like by lulav, you have the first day, Arovis also. Let's say when Shabbos comes out, the first day of Sukkot, then both you're allowed to take the lulav and you're allowed to take the Arovis. So Gemara says, Loimucha Milsa. So we won't know clearly it's because the mitzvah of Arovah is Deicha Shabbos. Army people will say, Lulav hu the Kodachi. People will say, Lulav is what they're being Deicha. Rashi, Lav Mucha Milsa, the Mishum Arovah hu, the Mepharsim Shehi Minatera. People won't know it's because the mitzvah of Arovah is Midiraisa. The Army people will say, you know why you're allowed to do the Arovah this first day of Sukkot when it comes out on Shabbos? They'll say mishum the nit no litche say it's a lulav, because they know that loch rish you're allowed to take a lulav today. Lulav we all know is a mitzvah midiraisa the first day of Sukkot. So people will say once you're allowed to take a lulav the first day, nitches af etzel arova. Maybe that's the reason why they also let you take the arova today also. Aber v'yikim mishum lulavu. People say the main reason why you're taking the lulav today is on Shabbos, because lulav is a mitzvah midiraisa. Lulav the rabbanon said you're allowed to do even on Shabbos. Now, once you're allowed to do the lulav, who didn't they also let you do the Arovis today, the first day of Sukkot is on Shabbos? But people won't come to know that the reason why you can do the Arovah is because this mitzvah of Arovah is midiraisa. They'll come to say, no, maybe the Arovah is only a minig or the rabbonik alocha. If so, why can you do it on Shabbos? They'll say, since you can take the lulav today on Shabbos, so the rabbonik will let you do all the mitzvahs to Shabbos. But they won't know, bedavka, that the Arovah is midiraisa. So, Fred Gemara, good. So the first day is not a good sign to show that Arovis is midiraisa. Fred Gemara v'litche b'chad mehanach. But true, so what did you pick the last day for? The Chur pick any one of the 7 days. Now the Gemara, kivon de komafkes lamarishan. Once you take it away from the first day of Sukkot,
Ukmo Ashri, that's not so shver. Like pick a day that's Masuyim, you should know which day we're picking, that when Shabbos comes out on that day, you're allowed to take the Arabas. So either take the first day, that's you understand, that's the first day. But we say tomorrow we can't use the first day, because people won't realize it's the mitzvah Arava that's Midiraisa. People will think it's only because of the Lulav that's Midiraisa. So once you can't have it the first day, the next day that's Masuyim that we know clearly is the seventh day. So pick the last day. So Stamet picked Hashanah Rabbah to teach us that if Shabbos comes out on Hashanah Rabbah, you should know you're allowed to do the mitzvah Arava. To teach us that this mitzvah of Arava, putting the Aravas around the Mizbeach, is Midiraisa. For the Gemara Yehochi, if this is so Idna Nami Litchi. How come we don't do it today? So Rashi learns Idna Nami Liachar Churbin the Avdina Narova Chad Yoimok Der Mila Kamon Midig Neviim He Big Vulin. This man is there now, like we do on Hashanah Rabba. We do a minik. We'd have the Aravis on Hashanah Rabba. Kibun Alekla Mechish Midi Litchi B'Shvi. It should be Deicher on Shvi on Hashanah Rabba. Like, why didn't Rabbanan be goyzer now, din, that even as man is there now, when Hashanah Rabbah comes out on Shabbos, the Shluchei Bezdin HaKoponim should also hold the Aravis. To a Zeicha, people should know to remember that Bezman we had the Beis Hamikdash, there's this mitzvah of the rice of the Aravis. This is the Kasha. If you didn't have the Gzeira Bezman, the Beis Hamikdash, how come after the Churban Abayis, the Rabbanan didn't make the Gzeira? Like, how come today, even when Hashanah Rabbah, if it does come out on Shabbos, we still don't take the Aravis? The Gemara Yehochi, Idna Nami Litchi, and the Gemara Anan, Lo Yadina Bekibba the Yachid. That's not so shver. Bizman is in Chutz Lots right now. We don't know exactly which day was Rosh Chodesh, or the way Tosafot says before, even if we do know, but there's a Gzeira that maybe there will be in Golos, we'll have problems, we'll forget. We won't know what day was Rosh Chodesh. So therefore, since we don't know exactly which day is really Rosh Chodesh, which day is the first day of Yontif, which day is the seventh day of Yontif, therefore, if Hashanah Rabbah comes in on Shabbos, we cannot do the Aravos today. Because we're not sure that today is still Sukkot. Maybe it's not Hashanah Rabbah, maybe it's the day afterwards. So therefore, since we don't know exactly which day was Rosh Chodesh, we can't do it. For the Gemara though, but the people living in Eretz Yisrael, the Yadi, they do know the Kiva, the Yachid, they do know exactly which day was Rosh Chodesh, when the new moon came out. So they know exactly which day is Tetzavah B'Tishrei. They know exactly which is the first day Sukkot. Then they know exactly which day is Hashanah Rabbah. So Litchi, when Hashanah Rabbah comes out on Shabbos, how come now after the Churban Abayis and Eretz Yisrael, why isn't there a mitzvah for the Shluchei Bezdin HaKoponim to take the Aravos? And the Gemara, Kiyosi Bahed Yomar Lo Yikli. The Teretz says that Hashanah Rabbah never comes out on Shabbos. When Chazal will kevei the calendar, they will kevei that Hashanah Rabbah never comes out on Shabbos. Like we have. We never have Hashanah Rabbah come out on Shabbos. So true, if it would have come out on Shabbos, you're talking right. If Hashanah Rabbah would come out on Shabbos, then that Shabbos, the Shluchei Bezdin, would do the mitzvah of Arava. But Lamaita never comes out. Trashi lo yiklo, hey ma'avrin es elu, o yechud min achadoshim kishuroyin shiyer reshvi b'Shabbos. When Chazal saw that this year Hashanah Rabbah is supposed to come out on Shabbos, they B'davka made the months before an extra day to the month, that Hashanah Rabbah should not come out on Shabbos. So nicely, you can't ask the question why we don't take the Aravos, because the Maisa Hashanah Rabbah never comes out on Shabbos. The Maraki Yossi Ravin, the Chol Nechusei, and all the people that go over to Trashis, the Chol Nechusei means Kol Hasios, all the people that travel, Sheyordu Mi'eretz Yisrael Abavu, they traveled down from Eretz Yisrael to Bavul, Ushaolu Mi'Bavul Eretz Yisrael, because then they came back to Eretz Yisrael. So Kol Nechus, the people that went down and came up again, Amri, they said like this, Iklei, no, you should know it could come out that Hashanah Rabbah comes out on Shabbos. Still V'loy Dochi, and even in such a case, when Hashanah Rabbah would come out on Shabbos, still you don't do the Aravos on Shabbos. V'yel Akasha, the Akasha, why not, Taka? Amri Rabbi Yosef, Man Leimelon, the Arava v'netilon, who told you that this man, the Beis Hamikdash, the mitzvah of the Arava was, just to hold it, that you had Kahanim around the Mizbeach, and each Kohen was holding an Arava in his hand, Dilma v'skifo, maybe the mitzvah then, this man, the Beis Hamikdash was Kayim, there used to be Zokov, stand up the Arava, stick it into the ground, to make it stand up around the Mizbeach. Rashi, Man Leimelon, the Arava v'mikdash, v'netilon, Who said the mitzvah of the Beis Hamikdash was holding the Arovas? That the Kahanim used to hold the Arovas in the hand. The Litchi Hashta Arovi Yisurim of the Rabbonim, Zechel HaMikdash and Itchi Shabbos. Because even though there's a Tzad Issim of the Rabbonim, maybe it's Tulta Muksum, still the Rabbonim said you're allowed to do it. For Zechel to remember, this is what they used to do in the Mizbeach. So if the mitzvah then was, they used to hold the Arovah in the hand, it's good why today also we could do the same mitzvah. Like we do on Rosh Hashanah Rabbah, we hold the Arovah in our hand. The Kashrus, who said that's the mitzvah? Dilma b'skifa. So Rashi learns, loy hoyu noit l'noisa biyad. Maybe that wasn't the mitzvah b'zman the Beis Hamikdash. The mitzvah wasn't that the Kahanim around the Mizbeach was holding the Arovah. Ela zoik v'noisa b'tzidi ha-Mizbeach. The mitzvah then was to stand zoik, stand, make the Arovah stand up around the Mizbeach. Nobody holding it. It had to be right next to the Mizbeach. Kiritnan b'masisim, like the Mishnah says later. Fahash to leke Mizbeach heche niskefom. So about the zman azir, we don't have the mizbeach. We can't even do a zecher for the mikdash. If the mitzvah was putting the arovas around, standing it up around, right by the mizbeach, so we can't do that today. We don't have a mizbeach. If the mitzvah then was that the kanim were holding the arovas in the hand, so even though they are supposed to hold it and stand near the mizbeach, but akopon we could do it today also. Zecher is there. We hold the arovas in our hand. But if the zman we had the Beis Hamikdash, the mitzvah of the Rabbis was not holding it in your hand, but just be zoikiv and make it stand up right next to the Mizbeach, so the whole mitzvah is standing near the Mizbeach. So today that we don't have a Mizbeach, we can't have the Zecher. That's why today we don't do it. But since it's not 100% Zecher, we don't do it on Shabbos. Even though not on Shabbos we do it, for Zecher b'Alma, but it's not strong enough to do it, to do it even on Shabbos. For Eisvei Abaya, Abaya has a kash like this. Lulav, our Mishnah says, Lulav v'yarova shisha v'shiva. The mitzvah lulav and arovis here, of holding the arovis, sometimes comes out 6 days, sometimes comes out 7 days. My lav klulav, doesn't the Mishnah mean that the mitzvah of arov is just like a lulav? Ma lulav benetila, just like the mitzvah lulav is holding in your hands, af arov benetila, maybe who are then in the Beis Hamikdash? The mitzvah of the arov also was, the Kahanim used to hold their rubbers in the hand all the 7 days. So you see the Chur, the mitzvah is holding it. Tamara says, no, Midi Ira is one talking at the other one. Hawk of the Isa, Hawk of the Isa. Each one's talking its own case. The mitzvah's lulav is holding in your hand, true. But it could be the mitzvah's arovis is not holding it. The mitzvah of their rubber, what they did in the Mizbeach was, they used to stand it up right next to the Mizbeach. Eis v'yabai. Abai has a question like this. The chol yom, every day, ma'akifin es ha-Mizbeach. In the zman we had the Beis Hamikdash on Sukkos, every day they used to go around the Mizbech once. Pamachas, one time. The Yosei Hayoyim, but on Hashanah Rabbah, Shiva Pomim. They used to go around the Mizbech 7 times on Hashanah Rabbah. My love doesn't mean be Arova. They were holding the Arovas. So Sarai, the mitzvah of the Arovas, was holding it. That the Kahanim used to hold the Arovas in the hand. So you see, the mitzvah is holding it. Samara says, Loi, the Lulav. That means they used to hold the Lulav. When they went around 7 times, like we do, we make the akofis, or when they made the one time every day, we go, we said their shanis, I mean, we go around one time every day of Sukkos, and 7 times on Hashanah Rabbah. So maybe we're just holding the lulav the way we do. But not the arovas. They didn't go around holding their arovas. The Omer Rav Nachman, Omer Rav Aravua, the arova, he says, yes, they did go around the Mizbeach holding the arova by all the days once, and on Hashanah Rabbah 7 times. Omer Leis, he answered back, who are Malach the Arovah? He Taka says he went around holding the Arovahs. Of Yishano, the Yano Amina, but I say Belulav. No, what they went around, the Mizbeach, the one time all the days and 7 on the Shana Rabbah, was holding the Lulav. Therefore, there's no Raya from here what the Mitzvah Arovahs was. It could be the Mitzvah Arovah was not holding it, but Vizokev standing it up right next to the Mizbeach. Right. Itma, Rabbi Elazar, why me belulav? That's the Mishnah later says that Makkah, they went around the Mizbeach once all the days, and on Hashanah Rabbah 7 times, he learns they were just holding the lulav then. Rav Shmuel, Rav Nosson, Rav Chanina, the Arovah. When they went around the 7 times, it was holding the Arovahs. Vechein, Rav Nachman, Rav Avua, the Arovah. When they went around, was holding the Arovahs. Omale, Rav Yitzchok, Bre, the Rabbah, Bar Chona, Bar Uraya, like the son of a big Talmud Chacham. Toa come v'yem luchati. I'll tell you milsa ma'alisa, very good things to have a yomer avuch that your father used to say over. Ho de tanan, that we learned later that kol hayoyin every day of sukkis makif and esam mizbeach pamachas. Every day of sukkis used to go around the mizbeach one time. V'yaisi hayoyin v'ron hashana rabba makif and esam mizbeach sheva pamim. He used to go around the mizbeach seven times on the shana rabba. Is hochi yomer avuch. This is what your father said, Mishmed Rebbe Lezer, Beluluf, like we do Lamaisa. The way we go around with the Yashanis is holding the Luluf. We go around one time every day, and on Hashanah Rabbah we go around seven times. But not holding the Aravis, holding the Luluf, that's the mitzvah of Hakofa, of going around. Eisve, I have a kasher on this. Luluf doiches Shabbos, bitchilosoi. Luluf is doiches Shabbos the first day, like we learned before. When the first day of Sukkos comes out on Shabbos, we're allowed to take the Luluf that day. But Yom B'chlasi means beyond the Rishon. The Yarov the Besayf, like we learned before. When Hashanah Rabbah, the last day, comes out on Shabbos, then you even take the Yarovis on Shabbos. Rashi Yarov the Besayf means B'Shvi. Now, Pamachas, one time, Chal Shvi Shel Arova Liyois B'Shabbos. One time it happened that Hashanah Rabbah came out on Shabbos. Now, V'Yaviyo Marviyo Shel Arova Meyer Shabbos. They brought, Rashi says, Marvos means Netios. Grow young Aravis. They blew on young plants of Aravis. On Erev Shabbos, they brought it to the Mizbeach. Hevio Merviya Shel Arava, the young plants of Aravis, Me'erev Shabbos, Ve'nicham B'Yazara, and they left it in the Yazara. Ve'yakiru Ben B'Yisusim. Now the B'Yisusim, they were Makkah, they saw what's going on here. They saw that they brought the Aravis to the Mizbeach. Trashi Yagisho Tamidei B'Yisus. Veim tzedukim. These people were rishoyim tzedukim. V'yeinem moedim b'yarova sheinem afreshes min ha-Torah. They don't hold for the mitzvah arova. The tzedukim are only people that did what says in the Torah Shebaksav. They didn't do a Torah Shebapir. So since it doesn't say the arova is in the Torah Shebaksav, they didn't hold for this mitzvah. So therefore, the b'aisusim saw that where they were bringing the arova to the Beis Hamikdash, v'notlum, they went and took it, and they hid the Aravis under the stones that tomorrow on Shabbos is not, they should not be able to take the Aravis. Rashi v'chivshum tumunim, they hid them. To my body, Kishu Rachmona here. Rashi said, they even put it on the stones. Rashi v'yodim heim v'chachomim shlo yitotlu l'mochur avodim. But they knew tomorrow the chomim won't come and take it and move the stones because the stones are muksa. They hid the arovas and put the arovas underneath the stones. Because they know that tomorrow on Shabbos, they won't be able to get to the arovas. They can't move the stones, it's muksa. Lamach, what happened tomorrow was, Hekiru ben Amayoritz, the Amoritz came and they saw the way the arovas were hidden under the stones. The Shamtu mitachas avonim. They went and pulled them out. They didn't know the loch of muksa. They just pulled out the arovas from under the stones. The Avim, when they brought it, and the Kohanim took them, and they mamas took them, they stood them straight up, they were zokif them, they made them stand straight up on the sides of the Mizbech. So you see, this is the mitzvah. The mitzvah of the Arovas has not been a tefillah, not holding it, but the mitzvah of the Arovas is rather to be zokif, to make it stand up around the Mizbech. Now the Maisa was, l'fishen by susim moidim shechibot Arovah doichot the Shabbos. Because the Baisusim, they argued and they held that the mitzvah Sarov is not Doicha Shabbos. Even if Hashanah Rabbah comes out on Shabbos, you do not have a right to do the Arovis. That's why they went and hid the Arovis, but the Maisa, the Loch with you are supposed to do it. Aba Alma, Koponim Benetilahi. You see clearly, it's Benetilah. Uti Yufta. Alright, so Rashi says, what's the Rai here? It says, that Viyo Makana Bezokfum. Rashav Yisrael lo hayenichnas benulam mizbech, or Yisrael couldn't go near zulam and the mizbech. Now, mi diktoni chibut, a chibut arova, the hitting of the arovis mechlau de biyad noit lemoisoyim. Mashu used to hold it in the hands, umananayim, and they used to shake it, umakifin bo akanim es the mizbech for agleim, and the kanim would go around the mizbech when they walked around with it. The acha kach zayk for noisoy. Either Bryce says here they put it straight up near the Mizbeach. That happened last. Because it says a lashon here that the Baisusim, the Fishain Baisusim Moidim, Shechibot Arova Deuchat Shabbos. They're not Moidim to the mitzvah of Chibot Arova. Chibot means hitting the Arova. So, according to you see this, like we do our mitzvah. We have the Arova in our hands, we hold it, we shake it, we hit it. That's the mitzvah of the Arova. Now after you finish that, then there was also a mitzvah to be zokivit to stand it up near the Mizbeach. The Akopon and you see from here, Alma ben Atilahu, that the mitzvah of Arova is taka holding it. Tiyufta, Viela Nitcha, so then the kasher is, if the mitzvah Arova is holding the Arova in your hand, that's the main mitzvah. True, after they held it, then they stuck it up near the Mizbeach. But I call part of the Yikim, mitzvah is holding in your hand. So back to the original Kasha then, V'yela Nitzchu. The Kasha is Bizman Azeh now. How come if a Shana Rabba comes out on Shabbos, why don't we do the mitzvah Sarovah? The mitzvah is not the Ikra to put it near the Mizbeach. The Yikim mitzvah is holding in your hand. And that we could also do today. We could hold the Arovahs in the hands. So why aren't we Deicha? Rashi, V'yela Litzchu. Kivon de Benetila. Hevei. Since the Yikim mitzvah of the Arovah is to hold it in your hands, we should also do that today. If a Shana Rabba comes out on Shabbos now, why isn't the Deicha Shabbos? So Rashi was spoke out before that our Kopon and the Shluchei Bezdin should do it. Like other people will be exerted to come to carry Bishus Rabbim. But our Kopon, there should have been a Takona now that the Zman Hazeh, the Shluchei Bezdin, the Choshev people should hold the Arovahs even on Shabbos. It should be Deicha Shabbos just like it was Deicha the Zman the Beis Hamikdash was here. Have the Gemara kivon di anan loy dachinon in onami loy dochu. This is the terrace that since in Chutz Lawrence we don't do it on Shabbos because we don't know exactly which day is a Shana Rabba not. So since we don't do it in Chutz Lawrence, who are in Eretz Yisrael also they don't do it. And this is the same reason by lulav also that who are in lulav also that bezman is there they don't take lulav even if Sukkot the first day comes out on Shabbos they don't take the lulav even in Eretz Yisrael. Even though they're the Yark Shvia, they know when the Rosh Chodesh is. But since it's Chutz Lawrence, we don't do it on Shabbos, they don't do it in Eretz Yisrael either. Just like we're saying by Arovahs now. Kivan the Anan Loy Dachinan, since the people living in Chutz Lawrence, we don't know exactly which day is the Shana Rabba, so we can't be Deich if it comes out on Shabbos, is in Onami Loy Dochu. The people living in Eretz Yisrael also can't do it. For the Gemara of Yom Tov Rishon, till the Dan Loy Dochu, the two Dochu, according to Kashri is by Lulav, the Havamini Riz, that Lulav is Deich Shabbos. I only for the people living in Eretz Yisrael, and not for the people living in Chutz Lawrutz. I'm reading more of the Teretz, that the two Namele Dochi, no, we just said, even for the people living in Eretz Yisrael also, they can't take the Lulav on the first day of Shabbos. Trashi, the two Namele Dochi, Shalassos Yisrael Agudis Agudis, Venira Keshte Teretz, Tzididan Leidochi Lulav Shabbos, Shabbos, since Lamaisa in Chutz Lawrutz, we can't take the Lulav the first day of Sukkot, even when it comes out on Shabbos. So what did in Eretz Yisrael also? That's the loch in Eretz Yisrael. When the first Tesukos comes in on Shabbos, they're not allowed to take the Luluf. But not to make Shtei Agudas two different, like, looks like two different terrors. Agudas, Agudas. For the more of Yela Kasha, Hani Tati, I now back to original Kasha. We originally said not like this. Before we learned that in Eretz Yisrael, you were allowed to take the Luluf on Shabbos. Because one brayso there said, they used to bring the the El Kasha, Hani Tati, the Tony Chad, the one brayta before said, Kol Hayoy Malichines, Kol Hom Malichines Lulveyem Laharabayis. It says there that when Shabbos came out, the first day Sukkot, they used to bring the Lulav to the Beis Hamikdash before Shabbos. Vetan Yidach, another brayta said, Le Beis HaKnesses. So Mashma, what does it mean Beis HaKnesses? That there's no Beis Hamikdash. Or Matasinu, we said before, Kan Bizman She Beis Hamikdash Kayim, Kan Bizman Shein Beis Hamikdash Kayim. So before we brought a riot that even Bizman is there, when we don't have the Beis Hamikdash, still in Eretz Yisrael, you are allowed to take the Lulav on Shabbos. That's why the Braita says, Malich in the Beis HaKnesses. You can bring the Lulav to Shul before Shabbos. Why? Because on Shabbos there is a mitzvah to use the Lulav, even though there's no Beis Hamikdash Kayim. So how could you tell me now in Eretz Yisrael, they don't take the Lulav on Shabbos? Here the Braita is Mashma, yes, they do take the Lulav on Shabbos. So more of the Teretz, no. Idi v'yidi Bizman she Beis Hamikdash Kayim. Hatei, both these brights are talking about only Bizman the Beis Hamikdash was here. At that time, you were allowed to take the Lulav on Shabbos. For like Kasha, Kan B'Migdash, Kan B'Gvulav. It wants to teach us that even Bizman, they had the Beis Hamikdash, you were allowed to do it not only in the Beis Hamikdash, but even outside the Beis Hamikdash, B'Gvulav. Even in the rest of Eretz Yisrael, also, you were allowed to take the Lulav then. But only when Bizman, there's the Beis Hamikdash. Ma'ashenke, Bizman, there's no Beis Hamikdash. Now that the corner is, since in Chutz Lawrutz, we're not allowed to take the Lulav, because we don't know for sure which day is Sukkot. We don't know 100%. Like Tosha said, there's a Gzeirah that maybe we'll come to forget to know exactly which day is Sukkot. So therefore, now we can't take the Lulav on Shabbos. So who are doing Eretz Yisrael also, they don't take the lulav even on Shabbos. It comes out the first day of Sukkot. Omalei Abaye L'Rova, Mai Shino Lulav, Di Avdinen Leishivo, Zeich L'Migdash. How come the Mai Sinai, like Chutz Loritz, or outside the Beis HaMigdash, we do Lulav all 7 days? Even though Midiraisa, the Mitzvah Lulav is only the first day. Only in the Beis HaMigdash was there the Mitzvah 7 days. But still, today, we take the Lulav all 7 days to remember, to remind us, what the Mitzvah was in the Beis HaMigdash. Di Avdinen Leishivo, Zeich L'Migdash. How come today also? Why don't we take the Aravos all 7 days? All 7 days of Sukkot, there should also be a mitzvah to hold the Aravos. Because with Zman the Beis HaMikdash was Kayim, there was a mitzvah midirais every single day to hold the Aravos. So how come today also? Why don't we only do it one day, only on a Shana Rabbah? Why don't we do it on all 7 days? Zech LeMikdash. The same way we do the Luv, the same way there should be the mitzvah Aravos also. So when it says Omalei, since anyway, when we hold the lulav, we have inside the lulav the aravos. So since we have the aravos anyway inside the lulav, we have remembrance of the aravos anyway. So that's why we don't have to do it special every single day. That's no raya. The reason why the aravos in the lulav is al mitzvos dalad minim. There's a mitzvah, kachtel mechem, priyei tzodar. You have to take the lulav, the hadassim, and the aravos. That's part of the mitzvah lulav. But what does that have to do with the mitzvah aravos? The mitzvah aravos was a special mitzvah. So why don't we do a mitzvah of the aravos, zeich l'migdash, every day of Sukkot? Tichitayim, maybe you want to tell me. To come out vilei. First, what you do is pick up the lulav and be mekayim the mitzvah. For ho, the magvilei, and then you pick it up a second time. Zeich to the aravos. First of all, there's no such minig. Everybody knows, like, there's mice, and every day we don't do that. We don't pick up the lulav twice. People pick it up once, and that's all. So again, the kasher is, how come there's not a mitzvah to do the aravos all 7 days?
In other words, lulav, that big vulin outside the Beis HaMikdash, there is the mitzvah midiraisa called upon him the first day. So since there's a shayach, a mitzvah midiraisa, big vulin, therefore we make a zech l'migdash all 7 days a big vulin. Mashenke in Aravos, that there's no mitzvah at all midiraisa chutz from the Beis HaMikdash, not even one day. Therefore, even though in the Beis HaMikdash itself, the mitzvah is midiraisa all 7 days, but since big vulin outside the Beis HaMikdash, there's not even a mitzvah one day midiraisa, therefore the Rabbanan did not make a zech l'migdash all 7 days. All right, we'll stop here.